share some impressions and some makolos that we're going to Manhattan the last few days, having experienced the total eclipse, Baruch Hashem, quite an incredible thing to experience. And also in connection to the time of the year that we're in, Chodesh Nisan is an elevated month, and coming to Pesach, so a number of connected Maram Komos. There's a very interesting Gemara in Shabbos, and Daf Ayin Hey, Amir Aleph. And the Gemara is relating to a Pasuk in Parshas Veschanon, where the Pasuk is telling us what a great nation we are, what a smart nation we are, and it's kind of level of intelligence that will be appreciated by the nations of the world. Migoy Gadol, Asher Lo, Chukim Mishpatim Tzadikim, Ki Chachmaschem Uveinaschem E'enei Ha'amim. So the Gemara in Shabbos Daf Ayin Hey talks about the idea of being machashiv kufos umazalos. So a number of comments in the Gemara here that a person who has the ability to machashiv kufos umazalos, which means the way that celestial bodies revolve their orbit, and he doesn't do so, he doesn't follow through to do those calculations. Alav akasav omer. It's a pasuk in Yeshaya we'll mention in just a minute. And then the next statement of the Gemara: Minayin shemitzvah ro'adam l'chashev tkufos amazalos shenema u'shmartem ba'asisem ki'i chachmaschem uvinaschem e'eni ha'amim. Eizo chachma uvina she'ireni ha'amim have omez l'chishev tkufos amazalos. So exactly what is the Gemara referring to? It's also not so simple, not as pashut as it seems. From Rashi, it sounds like we're talking about astrology and the way that you can recognize the potential in the future based on the alignment of the stars. But from other Mepharshim, it sounds like the Gemara is referring to astronomy, not astrology, to understand the mahalach of the sun and the alignment of the various planets with the sun and the earth. And of course, that speaks to the whole notion called Ibar Shanim. This is what I noted in the Torah Tamima. He explains that the drasha of the Gemara of Chachmaschem uvinaschem me'enei ha'amim is based on the pasuk in Divrei Hayamim, which describes the Shevet Yisachar. The role of Shevet Yisachar were that they were the ones who mechashev tkufos in order to allow that the years would be aligned. I mean the lunar cycle and the solar cycle. In order to do that, you have to know when we add the extra month and when we have a month of 30 days, a month of 29 days. And that was an expertise of Shevet Yisachar. And the lashon of the pasuk there in Divrei Hayamim is that B'nei Yisachar were Yodei Vina La'itim. And the way Rashi explains in Parshas Zos HaBracha, Smach Zvulim B'tzei Yisachar V'Yisachar B'Ohalecha Amim HaYikra'u. Rashi quotes that Yisachar would be, we say he was learning Torah, but what area of Torah was his expertise? They were ma'abes shanim, they were kovei chadashim, based on this pasuk in Divrei Hayamim, Ibnei Yisachar Yodivin Itim, and based on their kviyos itim, amim hayikrau, the Shiftei Yisrael would come to Har Moriah, and they would come to be Ola Regel, and to offer karbanos shim yizbuchu zivchei tzedek. So that's what the Torah Tamim points out, that the Gemara apparently is referring to the chachma that relates to calculating the year and the months, and that's the chachma ubina le'enei ha'amim. And again, this is part of a machlok, is how to understand the Gemara. And is it a halacha for every individual? Is it a halacha for the Sanhedrin? Is it a halacha for Shevet Yisachar? What kind of a mitzvah is it? Also not so simple. The Rambam, when he attacks the Bahag for the Minyan HaMitzvahs, he says the Bahag apparently counted Chishav Tkufas Mazolos in the Minyan HaMitzvahs. And the Rambam famously says that you don't count just anything Minyan HaMitzvahs. If it's not a mitzvah that's explicit in the Torah, if it's not a mitzvah that's in the Torah, it's only Drabbanan, the Rambam has his Klolim. So the Rambam writes in Sefer Mitzvah Shorish Beis that apparently the Bahag thought that from this Gemara it's a real source for a mitzvah, but the Rambam says even if it were a real drasha, which maybe it is, but it's not, it's yugim umidos, and therefore your concept is a real mitzvah. And the Ramban, in defense of the Bahag, in Shorish Aleph, says that what the Bahag actually meant was a different pasuk, Shomer es Chodesh Ha'aviv, and that's going to take us to another angle on this inyan, that there's an obligation to see to it that Pesach should be at the same time of the Kufas Nisan, which is what we call it, the spring season. And that's the pasuk in Parshas Re'eh. But before I go to that, just an interesting thing about the pasuk that the Gemara quotes. A person who has the ability to be mechashev and doesn't do so, it's about him it's written, Olav HaKatzav Omer Bespo Hashem Lo Yabitu Masa Yadav Lo Ro. That pasuk is in Yeshayahu. It's worth giving the context of that pasuk. The pasuk talks about people who are intoxicated, following the Havli HaOlam, Gashmias, alcohol, Hoy Mashkime Vaboker, Sheikha Yerdofu, Ma'achari Vaneshev, Yayin Yavikim. They get turned on to alcohol. What they do is party all the time with music and with their wine. And meanwhile, what are they missing? They're missing out on seeing the Po Hashem and the Masa Yadav. And someone who's not Mechash with Kufas Mazola says the Gemara in Shabbos Ayin Hey, Allah Bakasub Omer, this Pasuk. So it's interesting. The Gemara in Shabbos, in another place, quotes this Pasuk and connects it to the Churban Abayis Rishon. More in the Shabbos Kuf Yotes on the day, it's Amar Bavo. L'chava Yerushalayim El Bishvil Shabbos Kuf Mashach to the Arvis. That Yerushalayim was destroyed because at the time they were not Mekayim fulfilling mitzvahs kriyashma. Shenema, hoi mashkime, baboker, shecho yudofu, and all of the psukim that we read, bespo Hashem lo yabitu, lochen gola ami, mibridas, which is the pasuk that follows. That is a Gemara in Shabbos, Kuf Yutes. Rashi, on the spot, on that pasuk in Yeshaya, learns the following from a medrash. Dabar acher, lo kilsuhu shachris yoter or, lo arbis hamari varovin. In other words, that a person doesn't take the opportunity to express the praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shachris V'Arvis, in the brachas that were Niskan before Kriyat Shema. That's an example of Po Hashem Lo Yabit, Masya Lebro Ro. So, obviously, there's a parallel. Kriyat Shema is surrounded by the Birchas Kriyat Shema, and Shachris V'Arvis, meaning the turning of day to night, night to day. And the idea of a person who, every person, has to be able to latch on in whatever way they can, to appreciate the changing of day to night, night to day. And again, the Gemara is extending it to the idea of a person being machashet kufas mazalos, whether it's an absolute mitzvah, whether it's only the Rabbanan, it's only a good idea. There's a range of opinions. You'll see the Rishonim on that Gemara. The Ritva says it's not chachmas yivanis, it's a heter to do it, to be able to actually dabble in these inyanim. But the Meiri writes, Mitzvah lo Adam, Lesbode, the Darki, and Mahalchim, Mehokot, Mahalchus, Akochavim, the Shechashi, the Kupos, Mazalos, because it's a Chachma, Mekuara, the Sheet of the Talmud Haran says, again, it's the idea of helping a person appreciate that these celestial forces, they don't have their own independent autonomy, because Baruch Hu gave them the automatic power to do what Hashem wants them to do, and they function according to how Hashem set it up, like we say in Keladon on Shabbos, which is part of Yod Seor. So I think this is the first takeaway, that even a person who's not mamish holding in these inyanim, I'm certainly not holding the way there are people out there who are, but the Gemara is saying that we have to relate in some way to the vast universe. We say Kriyat Shema every morning and every evening. We say Bracha of Yod Seor. There has to be some way in which we are personally relating to that universe out there, to the fact that we have a universe, and sometimes it takes an event like a total eclipse to be able to remind us that we are part of a larger universe. It's all Ma'aseh HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Marav Masach HaHashem, and we have an opportunity every day, Shachris V'Arvis, to be able to affirm that Shevach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, specifically regarding the inyan of the Ibur Shanin and Kiddush Chadashim, Gabi Pesach. So this is the pasuk in Parshas Re'eh. Shamar Chodesh Aviv, Vasisa Pesach Hashem Olkecha, Ki B'Chodesh Aviv Hotziach Hashem Olkecha Mitzrayim Laila. So what is the meaning of the pasuk? Gemara in Sanhedrin, already Rashi quotes the idea of Shamar Chodesh Aviv means that there's an obligation even before Nisan comes around to see to it that it has to be aligned with the celebration of Pesach, or as Rashi has it here, the bringing of the Karban Omer, which is on Tezai Nisan, has to be in the season of the spring. That's how Rashi brings here on the pasuk. Now, there's another pasuk like this, and that is in Parshas Bo, in Kaddish Shli. We have this in our tefillin. Moshe says, Zochas v'yom v'eshet sasim sen beis avadin. Remember this day that you came out of Mitzrayim. Hayom atem yotzim v'chodesh ha'aviv. Today you're coming out in the Chodesh Aviv. And there's a few other places in Chumash, in Mishpatim, in Kisisa. The Torah makes a point of emphasizing that Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim in Chodesh Aviv. So what does that mean exactly? So one idea, Rashi says in Parshas Bo, that the message is, we know they went out Chodesh Aviv, we know when they went out, but look at the Chesed HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who took you out of Mitzrayim in such a beautiful time, in springtime. It wasn't too wet, it wasn't too cold. They're just to recognize the smell of the flowers, to feel good around the time of the year that we came out of Mitzrayim, to have good associations with the Chag HaPesach. Now, there's an unbelievable comment of the Sfarno, both in Parshas Bo and in Parshas Ve'e, relating to this inyan. The Sfarno in Parshas Bo already reads into the pasuk in Parshas Bo the idea that the Gemara dashes in the pasuk in Parshas Ve'e. Hayom atem yotzim b'chodesh aviv, says the Sfarno there, b'zos hashana kara, it turned out in that year, b'tzias Mitzrayim, sheyiyah, Chodesh Halavana b'tziyaschem b'chodesh ha'aviv. L'fichach shamor es hayom hazeh va'asu ibure hashana va'ofen sheyeh l'olam zeh chodesh ha'aviv shebo tasu zeh achad. In other words, the hayom, atem yodfim, is re-echoing the previous pasuk's hayom. Zachor es hayom hazeh, remember this day that you came out of Mitzrayim. And remember it in the following way. Hayom atem yotzim b'chodesh aviv. Says the Sfarno, remember the time that you're going out of Mitzrayim, and make sure that every year going forward, when you celebrate this holiday, it has to be in the time that's going to be aligned with the solar calendar that should be chodesh aviv. That's how the Sfarno reads it in Parshas Bo. In Parshas Ve'e, he even explains even more in a very beautiful way, because after this pasuk of Shemayis chodesh aviv, it talks about Karban Pesach, then it talks about not eating chametz for 7 days and eating matzah lechem only. And then it says, L'man tiskar yom tzeisam v'zem kol mei chayach. So first glance, L'man tiskar is connecting to the earlier part of the pasuk, that you're not to eat chametz and you're to eat matzah lechem only. The Sfarno wants to learn that L'man tiskar is actually going back on two pesukim earlier, on Shomer Chodesh Aviv. And he explains in the following way, Shomer Chodesh Aviv, Shmor b'asmadas hashgacha. Be so careful, conscientious. Shia nisan chodesh aviv al yidei iburei hakadoshim v'ashanim. In other words, it bumped and aligned based on the cheshbon of that of the month of Adar. We do every 19 years. There's 7 of them that are going to be Adar Sheni years, and then you also can be affected by the adding a day to a month coming up to chodesh nisan. So all of this is part of the goal in order to align Pesach with Chodesh Aviv. Explains the Sfarno, Sheichavnu b'hem shnei halavana im shnei hachama. Ki b'chodesh Aviv hotziacha, kiven v'ratza shetir tziyascha b'eishen nishtam achidush shal Aviv, v'hu hanigud b'yos tle Elohim Mitzrayim. So this goes back to astrology. The sign, that the mazel of this month was the deity of Mitzrayim, which is the tle, which is what in English? No. What is it? The sheep, right? What's the word for that? No. Remember, it's Darius. What is it? Okay, someone will know. So that's the Tula is the mazel of Chodesh Nisan. And what? No, maybe. Okay. Anyway, the and that was Tesvav Nisan, which is that month when it's the full moon, which is the peak of that power, that mazel. And then Hashem took you out. Then, and that's what he says further, L'man tizkor es yom tzeischa. Two psukim later, explains to Sfarno what the Torah is trying to say, is if you're going to do that, you're going to have your connection to Yisias Mitzrayim koy mechayecha. Why did I tell you to be so conscientious? L'hasvin ha'skacha, al sheyu shnos ha'lvana mechubanas im shnos ha'chama aidei ha'iburim, kidei sheyiach nisa mechodesh ha'aviv. And I didn't just say, why not just count for Chachi Chama that don't need Ibur? Just make it work out. Make Pesach always be based on a solar calendar. What do you have to make Pesach based on a lunar calendar? And then you have to bend over backwards to do the Chishuv in order to see to it if you have to add the months, when you do, to add to the year in order to make it. Why do that? Kedei shetizko yitzias mitzayim koi mechayacha. Shebechol iber chodesh, the iber sana. Whenever you're doing what you're doing to relate to the calendar, to tweak the calendar, shetasa bishvil, sheyeh nisan chodesh sha'aviv, tizko shezehu bishvil yitzias mitzayim. So it comes out that the tinkering with the calendar, however we explain how it got to get together, we made the calendar what it is all to create l'man tizko. Just to close with this idea, which again it was expressed over the time that we were there in Dallas, the Indian is of this, that the Levana is Klal Yisrael, the Chama Umasa Olam. And the idea of why we say it's a Suman Ra'al Umasa Olam when you have the moon covering the sun is the idea that the moon is a Mekabel, the sun is a Nosir. Klal Yisrael a Mekabel the Shef of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we have to recognize that's our role, to be Mekabelim, to reflect HaKadosh Baruch Hu's glory into the world. Okay, sometimes we're better at it, sometimes we're not as good, so sometimes the moon is full, so to speak, and then we're acting the way we should, and sometimes we falter a little bit, but we bounce back. But that's our role. When the moon covers the sun, it's ki'ilu trying to say that I'm not a Mekabel. I can be a Melech just like you. When you have a dysfunctionality of a Nosin and a Mekabel, this is a problem. Everyone has to recognize what the role is. And therefore, ultimately, even when you have that, it's going to be the Keser, the Corona of the Sun. This is what Rabbi Bergman was developing beautifully in terms of his Machshava. That ultimately, the Tikkun of the world, the way it was originally meant to be, is that there should be the same orbit. There should not have to be a need of the moon going down and coming back again and having a molad and all of that, but the moon wanted autonomy. Amra hayareach, lashon nekeva. I want to act on my own. Hashem says, okay, but understand your role. Your role is to be Mekabel. Klal Yisrael is supposed to be Mekabel from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The reason why for Klal Yisrael, it's not a siman ra, is because ultimately we recognize that it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Melech. And therefore, the ultimate tikkun of the world is that there won't be a need to have a Pekimas HaLevana and a system of a Molad, and it will be a Shem Echad, and everything will be in sync, and Sfarim tell us that that's ultimately what we down for Kiddush Levana. But to the extent that we have the system, which is a flaw in creation, so to speak, Hashem tells us to bring a Sor on Rosh Chodesh to attacking that, so to speak, that flaw in creation, is because having independence has a risk. Being on your own and recognizing your role as a Mekabel and not trying to usurp the role of the Nosein and upset the balance can be a Siman Ra to the world. So if to recognize what we are and what our role is, and Klal Yisrael like the Levana, and the alignment ultimately is Yetzias Mitzrayim. Yetzias Mitzrayim allows us to recognize our role, our definition of the world, our allegiance to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, being like the Levana, and being able to take the light of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to shine it, reflect it for everyone else outside of us.